Last year at this time, one of my treasured friends, Father Jim Swyatt, died. He was a friend, he was a mentor, he was a teacher. And last week I got to spend a few days at his cottage with his brother and sister-in-law up in Northport in northern Michigan. I've been going to his cottage for 40 years, spending time visiting with him and his family. And over the years, as our friendship grew, I would give him gifts at different times for different holidays. And so some of the gifts found their way to his cottage in Northport. A Jerusalem cross from my trip to the Holy Land when I was a seminarian, a coffee mug from a trip to Ireland, a little nativity from from Frankenmuth. And those special gifts he brought to his cottage because he treasured our friendship, I believe. And I thought to myself, he didn't take my gifts with him to heaven. But we know we don't take gifts with us to heaven. We only take how we lived our lives to heaven. The gifts I gave him were gifts of love and gifts of friendship. And I believe he put them in special places and used them because he treasured our friendship. And I treasured his wisdom and his love and his guidance. We know what earthly treasures look like. Art, jewelry, family heirlooms. These treasures are always left when we go to heaven. You never see the U-Haul at the cemetery. But what is important is I do believe Father Jim now knows the treasure of heaven. He preached it, he taught it, he prayed it, he longed for it. He longed for the treasure of eternal life. We all do. And in the gospel, we hear the story of the rich man. He had treasure, plenty of treasure, but the wrong kind. It was selfish treasure, not spiritual treasure, and God called him on it. The rich man's heart was in the wrong place. He was short-sighted in how he was living. He did not treasure relationships. As a people of faith, let us remind ourselves our goal is the treasure of heaven. It is treasure with Jesus and eternal life. So let me suggest that we work at our spiritual responsibility to store gifts in heaven. And how do we store gifts? How do we store treasure in eternal life? This is how I would suggest we store spiritual gifts. We practice acts of kindness. It's not about giving, it's not about getting. It's about giving of ourselves. We speak words of forgiveness. We do good deeds of compassion. We pray with an attitude of gratitude. We give expressions of love. We pray in thanksgiving for the treasure of friendship. We give thanks for the treasure of Jesus, our Savior and our friend, who we come to receive in the Eucharist each week. And we give thanks for his body and blood, which forgives our sins and energizes us to be people of great faith and great love. May it remind us, as we receive it, that we're to keep our eyes and our hearts, our spiritual direction, and strong in faith. And that our treasure is then stored in heaven because we want to know the gift of eternal life. Amen.